Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm
you well?
Very well.
You're still salsa dancing after last week.
Oh, it was great crack last week, the dance we had. You're a fine mover. You're lighting your feet.
I'll tell you one thing.
You're lighting your feet now.
The funky chicken.
I didn't like to say that. Anyway,
after the Red Rooster,
that's very true. The Red Rooster. So, what have we got now? What are we going to? Where are we going to head today?
Last week we were doing two lovely chicken recipes, and this week I thought, you know, pork is lovely. It's good value. It's very economical. It's very versatile, that's the word.
Yes.
And, you know, if you use the Borbia quality Irish pork, it's just full of flavour. So we're going to use some maple-glazed pork chops. I love a pork chop.
I do too. I just think
they're lovely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to do a lovely glaze with that. And then we're going to do some meatballs, some pork meatballs, done with some mince and a coconut milk. It's delicious. It really is delicious.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I think it's very flavoursome.
Yeah.
And it will be really
tasty. The meatballs, you know, very much on mainland Europe, they love the meatballs, don't they? In Italy and
you know, pork mince sometimes isn't used enough.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's moist, it's soft, and you know, with this, we'll start off with this. So we're using the lean minced pork, adding in a chopped onion. You can use some red onion marmalade into that if you want to. One egg, some breadcrumbs, and then we're going to put a little bit of curry paste into it, a little bit of garam masala into it, just about a teaspoonful, just to give it a little bit of zing. So mix that up. Get your hands in there. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And then get a potato scoop is the best thing, because I know a potato scoop is quite big, but you're going to get every pork meatball the same. So if you're rolling them by hand, you might have to serve six of them.
It's a good way.
Well, with a potato scoop, like this says, serves four, because it's only 1 pound of lean mince. So you definitely want two big potato scoops, your meatballs.
Yes.
You know, you want to, because, you know, we're going to serve this with rice, but we're going to cook it in a lovely curry. So mix all that together, have them ready, and you can make a burger from this. I should have said that. So you can scoop them out, flatten them, and make a lovely little patty with some nice toasted brioche or something like that, a bit of onion marinara salad. So it's very versatile. Now, it's kind of two recipes. You have your meatball done there, which are sometimes lovely, just on their own with tomato sauce and pasta. That's what they would do in Italy. Absolutely gorgeous. But we're going to kind of make them a lovely kind of like a curry, so we are. So if you look at the recipe, we have root ginger cooked in a little bit of oil. We have a little bit of onion, a little bit of chilli in that, and then some garam masala, and then we're going to put in some lovely canned tomatoes. So the best tomatoes for me are the San Marzano, the Italian tomatoes. I think they're produced down by Puglia, which me and you have spoken
lovely
about.
Okay.
And they're gorgeous, so they are. They're lovely and sweet, so they are.
What are they called again?
San Marzano tomatoes. So, Marty, into that we're going to put some coconut cream. So coconut cream is sieved coconut milk, and we use an Irish producer for this, and it's called Thai Gold, and they're very good. They're based in Wexford. We'd have mentioned them many times on your show. They're lovely.
Yeah, for sure.
So it is a little bit richer, it's a little bit heavier, but you don't need as much, so a small little can is perfect. Into your tomato, curry paste in this, so 2 tablespoons of curry paste, and then we're using some lemon juice, we're using obviously some chopped coriander, and then what you do is, the best way to do is seal off your meatballs in a pan, and then lift them out or into a skillet pan, then add in your curry, make up your curry, and then put your meatballs back in, so you're actually poaching and finishing them in the curry sauce, which will keep them really moist, Marty, and stop them from drying out, which is gorgeous, and then serve that with some steamed rice or noodles, but rice I think is gorgeous because it mops up all that lovely
curry. Steamed rice is
I think steamed rice is perfect.
Sounds gorgeous. But you see, the flavour is in the meat.
Exactly. And you know the great thing about the pork, and even with this one too, that we're going to say the chops, it'll take on lovely flavours.
Yeah.
It just works so well, so it does.
Yeah,
so the next one is
I'm a great believer in pork as well.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan. You really are.
Now we're off now to pork chops, are we?
And maple glazed pork. And maple is lovely. You can use honey, but maple is really, really lovely. So the pork
Why go for maple? Why are you going for maple?
That's a really good question. I just think it really has a very distinctive flavour in its own, and if you get the lovely organic Canadian maple syrup, it's just beautiful. Now you can use lovely Irish honey, but you know we use honey in lots of other recipes, so we do.
So that's
I thought the maple would work well. Variety, that's exactly it. It's like the pancakes that Miss Lucia loves them with streaky bacon and maple syrup over them. Sure, she loves that, so she does.
Oh, bless her.
We're not using the pancakes.
No, okay, right.
Okay, a little bit of vinegar, about 200 mils of vinegar, and then 8 tablespoons of maple syrup, or you can use the honey. So this is where the sweet and sour effect comes in. So bring your pork to room
mix
temperature.
Them all
I should have said yes, mixing it all together. A little bit of dry chili, but that's optional because, funny enough, with my twins, they wouldn't be into this because the chili, the dry chili's hot. Yeah. So that's optional, but definitely some lemon zest or rind is fantastic in this. It really is. A little bit of sage. Sage is a great herb with pork. So if you're roasting pork or cooking it, it's a lovely herb, or you could use thyme. Mix that all together. Start to pan fry or grill. You can do the griddle pan, your lovely pork chops. Season them about 2 or 3 minutes either side, and then you pour that lovely glaze over. So you do. And then what happens, Marty, as it's cooking, it's bubbling away, probably in a medium heat, not a full heat, and then you spoon over that glaze and it becomes sticky and sweet and sour, and it's just going to work so well.
That sounds lovely.
But you need to seal off your pork chops first, and then what you do, and if you're going to cook them on the bone, which I love, they're going to take a little bit longer, but the flavour, yum, 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 yum.
Sounds gorgeous.
Now, with that, and this is only optional, it's a little salad, because I usually serve this with little baby potatoes cooked in some oil and butter, or a little bit of mash would work well with this, and maybe some buttered peas or sweet, some simple vegetables, because it's all about the pork for this.
The casting is that some people would say you've got pork chops and you have your rocket salad or whatever.
Well,
that's enough.
Well, I agree with you.
Some people say that's
enough.
I
do, and
you don't even need potatoes. Because we're desperate, aren't we, for looking for potatoes?
Well, we grow great potatoes.
Oh,
Ireland.
I know that.
You know, I know
but
what you're
saying.
We're
devils for looking for it.
Oh, right.
If you don't get potatoes, you haven't had any dinner.
And in the restaurant, we'd never serve a main course without potatoes.
Of course not.
Yeah, so I totally hear you
I
there.
I told you that story about being in France with the lottery years ago.
Go on.
We had a wonderful bunch of people.
Yeah.
And do you know where we were having dinner?
Where?
On the Eiffel Tower. Jules Verne, the Eiffel Tower.
That's
and
special.
No potatoes.
Oh, gee.
They went mad.
Did they?
Where's the potatoes? And they had to organise pomfret or whatever.
I love
pomfret. But they didn't know, because it never occurred to them that you would need potatoes.
Oh, that's...
I'm talking about, of course,
in France, they'd have their bread. They'd be mopping it up with their bread. Yeah,
and they don't necessarily always have potatoes.
So with this, we have a little bit of rocket salad, a little bit of sliced pear. It's optional. Yeah. So it's a little bit lighter. And you're right. I mean, like, we do. We love our potatoes.
I think
the salad is gorgeous. A little bit of shaved parmesan over your salad. But you have that sticky, caramelised. You can just visualise it.
Sounds lovely.
Pork chop, which is so tasty and tender. And it's the loin of pork, so it's not in any way fatty. It's a lean cut, but it's delicious and it's soft and tender. It's great.
Yeah, no, it sounds lovely. It's maple glazed pork chops with pear and rocket salad. And then the pork meatballs with coriander and coconut milk.
You got
this,
it, my friend.
I like this.
You got it.
This is lovely. And again, I'm well done on the old pork, because you don't hear that much about it.
No,
it's lovely.
No.
And,
you know, and like we would serve it in the restaurant, you know, and we get it from a local farmer. But we kind of showcase a pork belly, pork cheek, pork fillet, you know, so a little pork braised croquette. So we kind of showcase it as a real food experience.
But yeah.
It's a very versatile meat.
Good
it's gorgeous.
For you. Well done.
Yeah.
And we mentioned coconut milk.
I know.
So
I love that. Oh, it's gorgeous, the cream.
There's a song called Coconut Woman. Harry Belafonte.
Okay. Take it away, Marty.
All right.
Take it away.
Harry Belafonte, I'll take it away. Keep the faith, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And all the recipes on our webpage, RTE Lyric FM, and then Marty in the Morning, and there they all are. Safe home. That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I think we might have a few pork chops for the day.
I don't know, me too. I'll tell you, I agree with you.
Keep well. Talk to you soon.
We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B equality standards, verified at every stage.